All subject matter in the preceding podcast is entirely alleged and not admissible in a court of law. A recklessly minimal effort has been taken to change the names and details of any guilty parties. And just in case you rat bastards get any ideas, the hosts of this podcast are notorious and well-documented liars with no legally admissible credibility. This is Mama C, and you're listening to Notes from the Pen podcast. Welcome to prison, bitch.
Greetings from the Prison Industrial Complex. You are now watching the Notes from the Pen podcast, starring everyone's favorite convict, Bobby Chino. What's up, Bobby?
Hey! I am on with JD, who I just stepped on his toes.
Your brain's still waking up, buddy.
It is still waking up. I literally just almost froze right there and just, like, stared at a fire extinguisher that's in front of me. It literally was just about to fade off into, like, looking at the nozzle of this fire extinguisher and just completely forget that I'm on the phone. What I was going to say is that you have been doing a really good job lately, the last couple of things we laid down. Yeah, and you've kind of... I don't want to say guilted me. You certainly didn't. But I was like an eventful day yesterday, and we've been meaning to lay something down. Mm-hmm. And so I woke up a little late. I usually wake up around like 7, maybe 7:30. Mm-hmm. And my former self was just wretched at the idea of, like, just by choice waking up at like 7 in the morning. Sure. But I had a visit yesterday, and that shit's emotionally draining on you here. I mean... just physically, too, draining. When the visit was ending, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go back and spin laps and hold court, as I like to say. And I just came back, hit the bed, and just fell asleep
crashed out.
20 minutes. But then I stayed up. But anyways, I woke up just, you know, like 20 minutes ago. And my first routine is to drink some sink coffee because I can't even stand to come downstairs to get the actual hot water. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. And now I'm here. And I remembered, oh, shit. Me and JD were going to do something.
Right.
So I am here. I'm waking up as we speak.
So yeah. We've been talking a little bit because I've been watching some prison documentary type seasonal television shows from the early 2000s. Just wanted to kind of get some comparisons of things that happen on what I'm seeing compared to what's reality, what's not reality. Is some of this stuff... you know, because the inmates know they're being filmed, is it, you know, how much reality is in the reality of these reality shows?
Right.
So one of the ones...
What shows are you watching?
Well, right now I'm on Hard Times, or Hard Time, I should say, which season 2 is in Ohio, which is where I am supposedly, allegedly located. And you had someone in there named Ohio that you wanted to share a story about. Did you want to get into that?
Well, there's like, if you're from another state, that tends to be your nickname is your generic nickname is whatever state you're from. Mm-hmm. And if you are from the state, your generic nickname is like whatever city you come from. And if you come from Detroit, your nickname is whatever part of the city you come from, right? Mm-hmm. So East Side is a really popular name in here. When I first came down, people tried calling me Florida. And actually, I was just standing in line talking to a Florida whose mom is from Melbourne, right where me and Jeremy are from. And I know, like, exactly where it's weird, exactly where she lives. But he's not from there. And I make that abundantly clear. Like, hey, this kid isn't from where I'm from. He's a goof. He's a goof. He's all right. He means well. He's just a complete goof.
Right.
And so because, like, wherever you're from is a common name, and your name means so much in here. Like, I knew enough even early to, like, that's not my name. Don't call me Florida. Because I know that there is, as we say in here, Bogue. That's, like, the moniker for, like, having a bad, being illegitimate or, I don't even know the other term, being fraudulent, Bogue, bogus.
Bogus, right.
So I know there's so many Bogue Floridas that I don't want to have to explain at every facility I'm at. Like, no, I'm not that Florida. So I was... you know, quick to be like, that's not my name. So, anyways, because we're so close to Ohio, when you mention that, there's a bunch of couple guys named Ohio, and there was one recently that was about 5 cells down. And
is he a writer?
Yeah, he did. I don't. Yeah, I think he came. See, like, you can, when someone comes to prison, you can almost immediately tell if they've been to prison before,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Based on their tattoos.
Oh, I was going to ask if it was based just on the way they carry themselves, but you're
that's saying, part of it.
That's probably
that's part of it.
Okay.
That's part of it. But the tattoos is the first thing. You can look at them and go, oh, yeah, they've been to prison before.
Now, is that your, is that a general, you know, is that go for most inmates, or is that just you specifically? That's some of the things. Because I just finished reading, rereading your article on apples, and like you're looking for tells. So I was just curious if that's just something that you do, or most all inmates are going to say, oh, that guy's been down based on those tattoos.
Yeah, most people know. Yeah, okay. I think even if they're not like really aware.
Right.
Like, yeah, you can, there's definitely a look.
Mm-hmm.
And a specific style of prison tattoos, mm-hmm. and there's specific tattoos as well that are only inmate related, right?
Okay.
Like 13 and a half. Like, if you ever see someone with 13 and a half,
mm-hmm.
That's like a strictly prison tattoo, and it stands for 12 jurors, one judge, and a half a chance of freedom.
Gotcha.
Or justice, half a chance of justice. And so you'll notice, anyways, Ohio came through, and his works showed, like, oh, he, it was weird because he was wearing all brand new blues, prison, like the prison state issued shoes, mm-hmm. which are like these black
slip-on type.
Like, they're not slip-on, they got laces, but they're really thin cardboard. They look almost okay. like dress shoes.
Oh.
And yeah, and you're either completely broke if you wear those because they're not comfortable. They give you blisters on the back of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking right now, and it's just so many people around me have. Yeah, so if you're wearing those, you're wearing those because you have to. Like, no one's, like, running around in state shoes. And there's these little identifiers that I guess we're always doing in the world, too, but in here where you're, like, kind of classifying.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Where you're kind of classifying everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Ohio showed up, and I could tell he was from quarantine by the shit he was wearing. Now, when you ride out, you have to be in all your blues anyways.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You have to be in state shoes. You have to be in state blues, a state. Sure. In your case, you said they wear whites down in Ohio, right, with a blue stripe on it or blue blood?
Well, that was season one, and I'm going to figure that out before our next inquiry.
I think that's like Louisiana or something. But anyways, you have to wear that stuff. So you can't always judge someone, because when I rode in from another joint, I'd been down for years, I was wearing blues too. But the type of blues you're wearing usually matters.
Okay.
Because in quarantine, they don't give you button-up state blue top T-shirts
mm-hmm.
anymore. And they don't give you pocket pants anymore with like a belt and belt loops and stuff. So usually you wear your best blues when you ride out, because you don't want anything to happen to them to get lost in transit.
Okay.
So when I ride in, that's what I'm wearing. And you can tell immediately, like, oh, he's not from quarantine. He's from another joint, because look at it.
Thank you for using GTL.
So if you're wearing specific things, those are little ways you can tell, like, whether the person came from quarantine, which mm-hmm. at higher levels and shit is rarer than it is on learning at this level one facility.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they come from level one, the newer outfit, because they're running out of money mm-hmm. in NDOC, they're not like, you know, like my, and if you look at some of my pictures with some of my prison pictures, you'll see I'll be wearing like a button up. It's like a dark blue button up collared shirt with like orange on the shoulders, and then silver buttons, and then pants that have, they look like jeans, but have like an orange stripe going down the side.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have like these cheap pullover, like scrub looking things with stretchy waistbands and a V-neck.
No belts anymore, boys.
No. And it's not a safety thing. It's a cheap thing. You know, it's just cheaper to make clothes like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see someone in those and they're brand new and their shoes are like brand new, because the stay shoes don't hold up well, you're like, oh, they're straight from quarantine. So anyways, Ohio, when I looked at him, I was like, oh, he's been to prison before. So I can tell because he's heavily tattooed.
Okay.
And I can tell by the tattoos. But he's wearing new shit. So I'm like, he's from quarantine. So meaning he's either coming back on a new bit, or he's from somewhere. It turns out he was from out of state. You know, he'd done time in Ohio.
Okay.
And was the type. Like, he was, like, really, first of all, he looked like Brian. I don't know how many people watch MMA out there, but he kind of looked like a poor man's Brian Ortega, featherweight fighter, who's, like, in movies and shit. He's a handsome fella. And he's got, like, long hair, but, like, trimmed around the edges, so when he gets it braided, this is both Brian Ortega and this guy, Ohio. So when he gets it braided, like, it doesn't have, like, the flyaways and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a mimbo. He's a male bimbo. He's like, running around, and he's, like, real friendly. Like, Holly, he was always stopping to talk to the neighbor kid, Hollywood, because, you know, Ohio was older, right? He must have been, like, 35 or something.
Okay.
But, he's a mimbo, so he was talking to the neighbor kid, and they're both idiots. So and I'd have to hear it, and he'd go, like, Hollywood would, like, get rid of him because he could tell I didn't like him. I don't like people who are real, like, out there and, like, boisterous and, like, hey, bro, I got this and I did that and this and that and whatever. It's like, hey, bro, shut. Anyways, his nickname's Ohio, so, you know, there's a bunch of people. It's because we're so close. The states are so close, Michigan, Ohio. There's, like, people here. And they love to tell you all about Ohio prison.
Mm-hmm.
I never talked to the guy that much because...
When they said they talked big, like, were they bragging about Ohio prisons being awesome, or what was some of the feedback?
This is like a human condition, because this isn't just from prison.
Okay.
But when anyone goes somewhere new, they immediately just compare it to the last spot they're at.
Sure.
And they like to romanticize the last spot they're at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's complete truth in it in this case, which I'm sure everyone says. But, you know, I do it about the other joints I had been at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And people do that. Man, back in the day. So, you know, you get a lot of that. They tell you you can do this and that. But, you know, the honest ones will tell you what's better about Michigan, which I'm sure is very little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some good time. They have earned credit, I mean, in good time down in Ohio, where you can knock some time off your sentence. So none of them like that.
So does that carry? So if he served time in Ohio and had good times, if he carries into Michigan, he's basically, does it go back to his original sentence, or how does that work?
No, because if he's out of Ohio prison,
mm-hmm.
and he's in Michigan and he is in a Michigan prison, that means he caught a case in Michigan and he's under Michigan law.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And if he was on parole, which I don't think that's how they do it in Ohio, he would have to go back there.
Mm-hmm.
But
finish out his sentence there. But anyhow, we digress.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you just reminded me of this guy when you mentioned that they were showing Ohio shit. Cause I don't think I've ever seen Ohio prisons.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of the like sometimes when those shows are on, I'll watch them. We'll watch them in here just to compare like amenities and stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
like ooh, they get like hot water things in their cell. They can like plug in and boil water. They
mm-hmm.
won't let us have them. You know, they kind of us yelping shit or something. I don't know. I don't know what the version of social media reviews are for prisons, but there should be one. I should create one. I should really like create like a Zillow or something. I don't know. I'm just naming commercials I've seen. Anyways, I kept my distance from this kid real quick. I didn't want to do a show about this kid, but it's just funny. So, like, I see this kid coming a mile away, and he's not a kid, he's, like, 35. I see him coming a mile away, and this is when I first figured he's going to be a problem. When people show up, I just, by the way, I'm inside, in case you can't hear the deafening announcement. That happened just throughout the goddamn day, just to keep your nerves on fucking wired edge. So I'm standing in the phone line, properly annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the phone lines are a fiasco outside. And I see this kid. You know, he's probably maybe been here a couple of days. And he's got CL20s on, which are like the clear headphones, like the cover-your-ear headphones.
Oh, boy.
And so he must have borrowed them from someone. There's a basketball hoop right by the line
mm-hmm.
that, like, the line has forced it. And he's out there, and people are, like, shooting around. And they all, like, are kind of talking to each other and shooting. And he's out there with his earphones on. Full on, like, jumping around, dancing, like, grabbing the ball, and, like, full on, like, I'm talking, like, just loving life. And, you know, good for him, but, you know, your happiness really reflects my misery, and I don't want to see it. So, fucking take it down a notch. And he's like, he just has this air of confidence about him, with his like half dance move, half like rebound the ball and like go and shot that you're like, oh, he must be good. Every single shot he takes is just an air, like bounces into the fence across the way, doesn't hit the rim, doesn't deter him at all. He's like a lot like, he was like a lot like Hollywood, it seems like, in that way. Like,
okay.
A completely undeserved confidence. You know what I mean? And so I just look up from the phone line and I'm like, oh, I hate you. I fucking hate you. And I knew I hated you. So flash forward. You hear this shit?
Yep.
So flash forward. We're locked down for, well, actually we're not locked down for count. I'm going upstairs and I got to walk up. Like, I don't know if you have like seen some of the pictures of what it looks like in this prison. It's real old. And you got to walk up these stairs and then you get to the first gallery and loop around, walk up another set of stairs, kind of like a apartment building or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, or like an emergency exit in like an office building, you know,
okay,
what I mean?
Right.
Like
those, yep. Type.
But instead of it being real narrow, it like kind of is long, long ways. It connects to two sets of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going up, and here, and I'm walking up the stairs, and I get to the next gallery. It like opens up, and there's this kid, and he is got other people around him. He's got, first of all, his eyes are half open. His hair is like disheveled,
mm-hmm.
And he's got a Santa Claus laundry bag flung over his shoulder.
Come on,
full of 30 bottles of spud juice.
Like, are you kidding me?
Just completely out in the open. And he's like, hey, and he's got someone there with him. I'm like, who the fuck was it? Someone I knew was okay. Like being a spokesman for him because he knew me. And, you know, he's not, I wouldn't stop to talk to that kid for nothing. And the dude he was with, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
was like, hey, do you want some of these? Do you want any bottles?
You're kidding.
And so I stopped and I was like, how much? He's like, $3. And I looked, I assessed the situation because a lot of times people, you know, peel that shit off, mm-hmm. you know, before the 4 days or whatever.
Right.
What's that? So what's up? Is that the dog?
Yeah, man.
Background?
Get out of your tub.
Put him on the fucking mic. Give him a set of CL20s and give him a microphone.
I'm sorry. Your background and my background, I mean, come on. Our powers combined. Okay, so spud juice is $3 a pop. We have no idea if it's any good. So what's
right,
that $3?
So another person.
But wait a minute, what's $3 equate to you? Is that like three soups?
Oh, what a rich kid. No, a soup is 35 cents.
Oh,
have you
Jesus.
Not listened to the show?
Yes,
three soups are a dollar, so
okay.
It'd be like 9 or 10 soups. Now, $3 is the going range. There's been inflationally, really over the last couple of years, a bottle of Spud will go for about $4.
Mm-hmm.
But it better be good, because sometimes, you know, it has to sit for about 4 days and cook.
Okay.
If you peel it off too soon, it's still slightly sweet, carbonated. You'll still get there, but it's already a horrendous affair, and you don't want to drink that shit too early. So I'm trying to ascertain the quality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy next to me, who is actually talking to Santa Claus with the Spud Juice, Ohio, who is like wobbling back and forth. Now, and he smells, like Spud Juice is so loud. Like you can smell that shit immediately.
Okay.
You know, I guarantee you up on the gallery up, you can smell. And he's got like, it spilled halfway down his body.
Oh no.
He's just standing, and the guy he's talking to is asking if it's good. And this is how Ohio responds. He goes, you tell me. And he just breathes, like blows his breath.
Oh.
And, his and so I see this whole thing going on, and I go, yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. So I guess what had happened was he'd got shaken, or he thought he was going to get shaken down, so he pulled all the bottles out, and he was just super hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of go lock down and I lock my door. He has to pass me to go to his cell, but I'm trying to avoid him. I'm like, I hope this asshole doesn't stop here because he's so hot and loud. And there's so many fucking rats nowadays that they're going to see him on camera. Someone's going to tell on him. They're going to rewind him. And I don't even want to be seen talking to him. You know what I mean?
Right.
So sure enough, count come. Okay, we can't.
I'm sorry. Get out of here.
Kill it.
Buddy, you gotta go. Come on, buddy.
He doesn't listen to you.
He doesn't. He's a lump. Look at him. He's just staring at me all wide-eyed. Go on, big guy. That's it. 44 mags here to rescue. No, don't lay down. Oh, she just kicked him. Seriously. All right, he's out of here. Sorry, bro. Okay.
Well, is he okay?
I don't know. He's had everything. See, we've done EKGs. We've done heart monitors. He's, who knows? He had a hard life. He got attacked by a machete. That's how I got him, actually. It was from Humane Society. I saw it.
Right. Well, maybe they should have fit. They weren't quite determined enough. I don't know. Is there a fucking a garage or a dumpster you could shut? You could shut him in just for a couple minutes while we do the fucking show. Or is he going to be the next one on the show? Is he going to have his own spot now?
He can.
Jesus Christ! How dare you?
Mama,
how dare you? You know how professional this show
back.
Is.
He totally ignored the 44 Mac. Wait, he's going to his bed.
Of course he did, because he runs you. He's the boss there, because you're trying to record, and he said, fuck you, this isn't your studio, this is my cough house.
I know.
And
this is what happens.
Fuck the dude.
This is the farm industrial complex.
Oh, my God. You guys don't have doors there?
No.
You can't.
I don't have doors in my house. I've got one in the bathroom. That's it.
First of all, what a weirdo you are. For not having doors in your fucking house. You don't have a front door?
Yes. There's a front door and a
back
door.
Don't kick that fucker outside. And first of all, I know I sound like, I love dogs, right?
You're making a good case for yourself.
I know.
The last two episodes, you told me to kill my dog.
Well, yeah.
I know.
Well,
he's interrupting
I don't hate all dogs. I just hate your dog. I actually hate you. I fucking hate you. Because that's not the dog's fault. He doesn't know what's going on.
It's my fault.
He's fucking just a howling, dying dog. Hey, I got a great idea. Let's take these fucking this prison podcast and put a dying dog in the background.
Okay.
To just kind of have my own version of prison announcements that are randomly marking out.
Maybe I just need to build a box.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Should I build a box around my mic? I'll ask Ladies Wear for the plans you gave them.
Well, you're the new ladies wear, is what you don't understand. You're
this is all
you're JD. Yeah, you're JD wear.
Yep.
And yeah, and you're really like, you didn't start out this way, which is worrying. Like, I wonder what's going on in your home life. Because you're fully, I gotta check in with him. The kid got some new teeth and all of a sudden he doesn't want to pick the phone up.
He's got the chiclets.
And he's got like the big piano keys, I think, the partial.
Oh, man.
Until,
something about Mary.
Anyways, this story's over. Fucking fuck off. Okay, here's the deal. Ohio, we go to lockdown, and this asshole starts fucking yelling. He's hammered as fuck. He's back in his town. He starts yelling, Tupac. He just starts yelling, like, so the whole.
Thank you for using GTL.
So. We probably got about like 6-7 minutes where they closed Bay Shot.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts yelling, holla if you hear me, Tupac. Doesn't even make sense. Mm-hmm. And he just keeps yelling that. And then one of the COs walks by, and up on him, he's like, you bald headed bitch ass. And he's saying, he's dropping the N bomb, but he's saying, he's not with a hard R, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's like, you bitch ass nigga, this, that, and the other. Which I make a point to never say. Mm-hmm. Unless it's on like a international podcast. as an example. And so he's saying it, and the dude on the other side of Hollywood, Jay, snatches it out the air. It's like, hey, bro, stop saying that shit. And then it turns into an argument between a super drunk dude and then Jay, who's all right, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay's just talking about, let's wait till these doors pop. I'm going to go in there and beat your ass. They're just going back and forth. He's like, the drunk dudes in Ohio is just fucking yelling. But then he gets to a point where, because we're on the third gallery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets to a point where he's like yelling, and they're like yelling out the back of the cells. And he's like, as soon as these doors pop, I'm going to be at your cells. What he's telling Ohio. And Ohio goes, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I'm ready. And then he gets kind of quiet, and he goes out the back of the cell. He goes, hey, bro, you know we're on the third gallery, though. Like, you know, like he's hammered, but he's not so hammered that he doesn't realize that it's easy to slip and fall off that and fall to your death.
Yeah.
And he ends up yelling until like, you know, about 10 minutes later, like six cops with pepper spray come up there, and I'm like, oh, shit. But, you know, and it's just, it's a whole thing. They end up taking him the whole, they end up, he ends up spitting on CO. Like, it just, he's disappeared. They disappeared him.
Okay.
But still to this day, when we lock down and it gets quiet, people throughout the unit will go, oh, Holly, Tupac.
Oh, that's great. yeah. Started a new trend.
Yeah. That's awesome. Tell me more about this dog.
Okay. What do you want
to know? No, don't, you idiot. I'm just fucking joking. I don't want to hear about it. You're stupid. Okay, yeah, okay, cool. Okay, I thought you never had.
He's blonde. He's got brown eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to...
Does he have...
Say again.
He got hit by a machete. That's what he tells you for sympathy.
That's what he told me? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's his... You just, like, divine that from hanging out with him. Yeah. He, you know...
Yeah.
He probably ran into a weed whacker or something.
Poor inner city dog. Living the good life.
Get a microphone. Get one of those small microphones and strap it to his collar.
See, listen. So you pissed him off. Listen. Here he comes.
So when he wants to interject, it's not in the background. It's just full on.
Oh, it'd be worse than the prison intercom. It could get loud.
All right. Well, now that we've laid down an early morning. Oh, shit.
See, first, you're really pissing
okay.
Off.
Well, before any dog dies and they actually shut this thing down, you're. Oh, man. If I could just strangle you, I would.
Here he goes.
This is the show now. This is the show. This is it. It's just.
I know. I mean, we've digressed so badly. Poor dogs. Guys in spud juice falling off third tier. Holla if you hear me.
All right. Holla if you. All right, listen, we got to get out of here. They're going to close this thing down. This will never. You will. Viewers, if you actually hear this episode.
Oh, they're going
to
hear it.
I'd like to say consider yourself lucky, but, you know, come on.
This is great. This is annoyingly positive, yeah. Bobby and JD Ware. I mean, this is gold.
Well, take us out of here, then. Because they're going to close yard.
Of the entire prison industrial complex, my dying dog, Bobby Chino, Mama C, all you pebbles out there, we are gone.
We gone.
Hi, everybody. Mama C here. For the complete library, full episodes, and bonus content, and mainly to support this cause, visit Notes from the Pen on Patreon. To learn more about Bobby and prison reform, visit our website, notesfromthepen.com. And follow us on Twitter to stay current. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.